Practice Test 4. This section of the examination tests your understanding of spoken English. The listening section has 3 parts. There are 50 questions. Mark all your answers below. Part 1. In this part, you will hear short conversations. From the 3 answer choices given, choose the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear or that is true, based upon what you hear. For example, listen to the conversation.
We're going to the mall later to grab a bite.
Well, count me out. I'm already starving, so I can't wait.
Okay then, suit yourself.
The correct answer is B. For problems 1 through 16, mark your answers below. No problems can be repeated. Please listen carefully. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
Why have you got this on? I thought this was your least favorite show.
Well, it kind of grew on me.
Number 2.
I've got tickets for the game tonight. Isn't that great?
To be honest with you, I'm not big on sports.
You're kidding. I always thought you loved baseball.
Number 3.
What are you doing?
Working on my college application.
When do you have to submit it?
The admissions officer said by the end of next week.
Better get it out soon then.
Number 4.
I love this director's work.
But this movie is nothing like her previous one.
Yes, she's difficult to pigeonhole, isn't she?
That's what makes her so interesting.
Number 5.
I'm concerned that my son hasn't done sufficient preparation for his exams.
Have you talked to him about it?
Of course, for all the good it's done.
Well, maybe there's not much you can do. At the end of the day, it's up to him.
How true.
Number 6.
If we're going to paint the room today, then we'd better get started.
Okay, bring me the stepladder and I'll get down to work.
Coming right up.
Number 7.
We're putting my cousin up while she's in town.
You must be pleased about that.
Yes and no. You see, she's bringing her 4 dogs with her, and you know how I feel about them.
Oh well, you'll just have to grin and bear it.
Number 8.
These pants are a bit tight.
Perhaps you should ease up a bit on the late night snacks.
That's easier said than done.
Number 9.
The computer's acting up again.
Do you want me to try fixing it?
You can, but I doubt there's much point.
Well, perhaps we should see about replacing it then.
Number 10.
Oh no! Where are my sunglasses?
Maybe you left them at the restaurant where we had lunch.
But I had them on in the park.
If that's the case, we can easily double back and look for them.
I suppose it's worth a shot.
Number 11.
I don't set much store by those new antibacterial cleaning products.
So you're sticking with the regular kind?
Yeah.
Number 12.
That's a great watch. Is it for Bob's birthday?
That's right. It took forever to find, but I wanted to get just the right one.
I'm sure he'll love it.
Number 13.
Did you know Claudia's moving away?
Yes. She says the fast pace of life in the city is getting her down.
I think she'll miss it. I know I would.
Yes, but you're not Claudia.
Number 14.
Are you going to be involved in organizing the carnival parade again this year?
Yes, we had some difficulties last year. But this year I expect it to be smooth sailing.
I hope so.
Number 15.
I couldn't do without my cell phone.
Me neither. I'd be lost.
Number 16.
Is Marcia still job hunting?
As far as I know.
She must have been out of work for over 6 months now.
I know. What strikes me as strange is that there's no want of opportunities out there.
Especially for someone with her qualifications.